You are now listening to the most talked about radio show in your city. This is Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all new 101.3
The Hustle.
I am LB Johnson.
Doc Johnson in the building.
Man, I love the Bay, dog.
Yay.
I got to be raw. Look, I love New Mexico and this is home to me now, but the Bay is where it's at.
Come on, man.
The Bay is what raised me and made me the man I am today. And one of the things I love about it is because the Bay was the first place where fellas started ghost riding, all right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shout
yeah.
out to Jay Diggs, one of the originators
oh, yeah.
of ghost riding.
Look.
But, dog,
come on,
I got
man.
A story you ain't going to believe. Now, I done seen folks ghost ride a lot.
Yeah.
Including the
oh, yeah.
But this one takes the cake,
look,
man.
Look, ma, no hands. Apparently, a guy thought he was invisible. LB walks in Planet Fitness butt naked.
Uh-oh. Look, check it out. Plus, Jeezy wants full custody, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Full, not partial, not joint. He wants full.
He's a good father.
We gonna talk all about it, man. That is so much more, y'all. Let's get into it. Hey, the Bay is in the building, man. Check
yeah.
it out, man. I've seen a lot of these ghosts rid, or ghosts, how do you?
Ghost ridden?
Ridden, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Ghost riding it. If y'all know what that is, that's when you're in a moving vehicle.
Okay.
And you get out of the vehicle and you walk on the side or dance on the side. Get
or
on the
hop
hood.
On the hood. Hop, on the what? Rooftop.
Either way, if the car is basically driving itself, that's called ghost riding it, okay? It was made popular by an OG legend by the name of Jay Diggs out
Come
of
on.
Vallejo, California.
The crest.
Since then, a lot of different individuals have tried to do it, have done it. I even heard, dog, there's a rumor that somebody tried to do it on the freeway out here, and I think they got ran over or something.
I mean, it happened a lot. Everybody wasn't meant to ghost ride anything.
That part. However, in the Bay, man, we know all about ghost riding it, and a man, dog, has literally lost his pilot license
yeah.
after he decided to ghost ride a plane.
It's a professional thing to do.
Look, you know, check it out, man.
You need to make sure you're very skilled. You can't just try it at home, but a plane LB.
Dog, this is what sucks. First of all, go to facebook.com/shutupandtalkofficial. I know y'all want to see this video. It's there. Dog, he was successful.
Yeah, I
okay?
saw it.
He didn't mess up. He didn't crash. He ghost rode. Ghost rode, right?
He ghost rode
his plane.
And he did tricks.
However, he got somebody filmed it.
Right.
As they should. When the AAA, the FAA, the NAACP,
some of the alphabet
OPP, whomever, when they seen the footage, he lost his pilot license because they said it was reckless of
he
him.
He probably didn't have a license. You got to have a stunt license to do stunts
no,
in the sky.
No, look, yeah, you can, as a pilot, you can't leave your plane unattended.
No, man, because if Casper was in there with you, we didn't
look,
know.
Look, either way, man, it's dope that he did it. To me, he needed to be like the Guinness World Record for ghost riding in midair.
I just hope he didn't make his money from piloting people
that
around.
Part, either way, man, hats off Lil Duval. I know you got a plane. Don't be trying nothing like this, bruh. But hats off to the Bay Native.
Yes, sir.
For deciding to ghost ride his plane, man.
I mean, do what you're supposed to do.
Go hard or go home is all I'm saying.
Hope you went viral.
More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On all new 101.3
The Hustle.
Hustle Hip Hop Classic.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Tiger.
What's up? This is 50 Cent.
We are your new 101.3 The Hustle.
Albuquerque, man, the fuck up. Hey, fellas, you got a minute? Check it out, man. I want to say something. I love women, okay? I love the idea of a woman. I
yes,
thank
sir.
God for seeing that man was alone and needed a helpmate
yes,
and providing
sir.
Women. I love my woman, all right? Shout out to you, boo-boo. But here's the thing, fellas. You need to understand there's a difference between woman, excuse me, there's a difference between women and
yes, sir.
First of all, they get paid for their services, okay? That's what I consider. Somebody does sexual favors and gets paid for it, okay?
It's quite
now,
a job.
There's also loose women. Now, loose women are just somebody that, dog, they've never seen a, if you will, that they didn't like.
I mean, and they do not charge.
And I think a wise man once said they have what we call friendly vagina.
Lucia.
Look, that part. However, fellas, if you are blessed to meet an amazing woman,
all right,
then appreciate, cherish, treat her like she is.
A queen.
Yes. However, if you meet one of these raggedy ass
Lord of mercy.
Or one of these scraggly ass
need to get their life together.
You need to also treat them as such, okay?
All right, man.
Y'all need to stop confusing women with raggedy and scraggly okay?
Oh, he's talking now.
Stop comparing the difference. Stop saying the same. Ladies, you two, y'all good for this. You are good to call a woman a raggedy or a scraggly hoe. When she doesn't meet the mark, okay? Okay, there are beautiful women you don't like. That's okay. That'll make her a raggedy bitch. It don't make her a scraggedy bitch.
However, I just hate the judgmental part
of this.
Come
on, man. Look, the reality is this. When these names I'm calling and words like and trick and raggedy. These aren't words men made up. We don't make up these names. We call women, oh, God damn. Hey, girl, that's what we call women. However, women
we call
women.
Them at night.
Yeah. But other women and raggedy, y'all call these girls these derogatory statements, okay?
You be like, hey, what's that new chick now? I know you mad. I seen her talking to you the other day. And the girl be like, oh, that she da-da-da-da-da-da. She stank.
We've adopted the verbiage that you use to talk about your friends or your non-friends, all right? However, fellas, today on Man Up, I just want to make sure that as men, keyword is men, not boys, not but as men, we know the difference between a woman, a raggedy and a scraggly. Don't confuse the three. More shut up and talk. Shut up. On the all new 101.3,
The Hustle.
Albuquerque, man, fuck
up. Hustle hip hop classic and the newest pure hip hop first. We are your new 101.3, The Hustle.
Shout out to the Trying to Get High community.
Yes, yes.
For rocking with your boy since the beginning, since the station came to exist.
Dog, we 3 years in running, right?
This is true,
come
LB.
Come on, now. And Cloudy Corner has been a staple since the beginning.
Before we were recreational, the Cloudy Corner was telling you.
It was cloudy.
Smoke weed every day.
These are the facts.
Put it in the air.
Come on.
Your boy, Dog Johnson. LB around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I just want to say thank y'all for rocking with us on the Cloudy Corner for so long and making us the number one weed show on FM radio in the state of New Mexico.
Well, dog, and I got to be honest. I think even for the folks that don't smoke weed, Cloudy Corners have helped them understand their friends, their relatives, their spouses. So for that, we thank you.
A little bit of politics.
Come on now.
We have some funnies.
Yes.
But more than anything, we be high together.
That part.
And we talk high talk.
Yes.
You know, what's wrong with a little high talk?
Nothing
at all.
It
gets the point across and the message. A lot of people would never have, you know, I'm not going to bring no education.
There you go.
I'm just reaching out to say thank y'all. Be safe, be smart, and always remember to exhale. Dog Johnson out.
Nasty dog. Doggy dog.
Hey, what up? This is your boy LB Johnson from Shut Up and Talk. Ladies, do me a favor. Stop what you're doing right now and check on your man. He might need a hug. He might need words of encouragement, or he might just need to hear your voice. But take a moment. A lot of time, us fellas, we don't talk about it. We don't tell nobody, but sometimes we just need that extra, baby, I love you. Baby, I'm looking out for you. Or, baby, are you okay? Or just, you know, give us a hug and grab our balls. You know, just something, you know. Either way, man, do your part. More Shut Up and Talk on the all new 101.3, The Hustle, after this. Dog, do you work out?
Look at me, Nick.
Are you a member of any gyms?
I am at this moment, yes.
All right, so I used to be a member of Planet Fitness. I canceled my membership. No disrespect to Planet Fitness, and if y'all want to offer me something now, I might accept
absolutely.
It. But when I walked in, dog, and they had cookies and pizza, I felt like it was counterproductive. Okay?
I mean, was it healthy?
Look, disrespect to Planet Fitness if y'all go there.
Gluten-free.
If you are a Planet Fitness manager, hey, hit us up. But I felt like it was counterproductive because I wanted cookies and pizza, dog.
It was a challenge.
I went there to work. It was hard enough to go and work out. But when I walked in, it was like a piece of pizza, a piece of cookie, or go hit this treadmill.
Leg day straight up turned into cardio.
I'm going to eat a pussy.
The Lord of mercy. All right.
I mean cookies. Cookies.
Yeah, same thing.
I'm going to eat I can't believe I just said that.
Lord of mercy.
I'm eating pizza and cookies, talking to the staff and everything instead of working out, dog.
Yeah, wings and pizza.
However, a man decided that he wanted to go to Planet Fitness and he didn't want to go into the men's locker room.
Yeah.
Instead, dog, he decided to go work out first, get sweaty, and then go take a shower in the women's locker room.
Well, I heard he identified as Casper the Friendly.
Dog, here's the problem. He identified as a woman is what he told the police. Okay, y'all. Check it out, and I want you to hear me very close. I'm not here. This is not about LGBTQIAAWAPWAPEOPPB, any of them numbers or letters.
Letters.
It's not about that. It's about the fact when these men and women are saying they identify stuff, but then they're doing things that put other people in risk or in harm's way, like our children.
You're leaving it too open for the creeps.
Yeah.
For the creeps
to come
show their face.
Dog, I need a certificate. I need a license. I need you to walk. If you identify as a woman, then you should look like a woman.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel. And I'm saying at least like you should be the part, dog.
Right.
But this man said he identified as a woman and that's why he was in the women's locker room. He was arrested. However, I think when he goes to court, if he can really prove prove that he says he identifies, he might get away with this. And this is where the problem lies, y'all, that are believing and rocking with this whole I identify as instead of the fact of what you were born as. I'm sorry.
Speaking of as, LB, I identify as a 26 and a half year old.
There you go. You with a six pack.
With a six pack.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Look, I identify as single, even though my woman might think likewise.
I got sued for it, but I also identify as genuine.
Damn, let me take that back. That was a bad joke. I don't identify single at all.
I try to clean it up with genuine.
It's going to be all bad. I look, don't with come the baby for hands. Me. I identify as a married man, even though I ain't got a ring. God damn it. Put a ring on it. Make an honest man out of me already.
I don't know if you can do that.
More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all-new 101.3
The Hustle.
The only station breaking bad and breaking records.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
The new 101.3, The Hustle.
Dog, Jeezy wants full custody of his daughter, okay?
Lord of mercy.
If y'all living under a rock, Jeezy was married to Jeannie Mae. Yeah. She was one of the co-hosts of The Real. She's a journalist in her own right.
Right.
She's done a lot. Beautiful. They got married. I think they were married for all of a year, maybe two.
Oh, so his new daughter.
Yeah, his new daughter with Jeannie Mae. Right, they only got one child together, okay? They're in the middle of divorce. Some say they've been kicking it since the divorce.
Yeah.
It's weird because we thought this was like a match made in heaven. They said Jeezy filed for divorce because he said he couldn't deal with her. I guess she moved her mama in, but she's Asian.
Yeah.
So in Asian homes, and y'all correct me, though, I'm not trying to like, I don't know. I've never dated Asian.
Not trying to act like you know something about
but
something.
I hear, you know, Asians, they keep their family close, so like mom, dad might move in. He said that was one of his issues. She wanted her daughter to walk to school every day. Jeezy felt like because of his celebrity, that wasn't safe.
Not at all.
So it was things like that. He said the parenting. It wasn't their relationship or their love life. It was the parenting and some of the ways as parents that they just didn't agree on.
See, LB, this is why I say you got to dig deeper into the person that you're deciding to create life with.
Even what they believe in. Like, I look, so I've never been married.
Right.
I do have children with several women. And one thing I've learned as I'm raising my children now is the beliefs that I have. I was raised Christian. I believe in God.
Yeah.
Even though I've heard women say, oh my God, you know, things like that. They pray over their food.
Yeah.
But then I'm learning, you know, with one of my, you know, my children's mother, that it seemed like she might have been an atheist the whole time, dog.
I mean, or an alien.
Look, I don't get that part. Like, she Come might on. Be praying, but I don't know who she's praying to.
Allegedly.
Look, dog, it ain't my God. I know for a fact she ain't praying to my God.
I see hieroglyphics when she left out
when
the
we I know who I'm praying to. Ain't no way she prayed to the same God I'm praying to.
Uh-uh.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-uh.
Anyways, bypass that. Jeannie Mae, Jeezy, he want full custody. And here's what I'm saying, Jeezy, unless she's a bad mother, okay? And ladies and gents, listen to this. Unless they're a bad parent, I don't feel like it's right to ever go for full custody. Unless you literally fear for their safety or their upbringing or like that parent's going to hurt them or harm them in some way, don't go for full custody because it's not likely to get it.
Look, a lot of people like other cultures.
Yeah, facts.
And I think that sometimes if your culture ain't working for you, you might need to dabble into a different culture.
This is why I tell folks I'm black Asian.
I mean, you look at
I feel like, look, Asian culture, they small, they eat a little bit. They usually all got money and got a lot of businesses.
You know, no disrespect, but my eyes can get a little chingy. You know, at times.
Are you talking about the rapper or?
That's all I'm talking
you
about.
You can't say chingy, that's disrespectful.
I'm talking about the rapper.
Okay, okay, you my know. Bad. Okay. Hey, can we just wrap this up before go all bad?
Something like that. Let's
do it. Jeezy, we wish you nothing but luck, bro. You know, we rock with you. More Shut Up and Talk.
I take it chong chong.
Chicken chong chong.
I thought we was going out with a bang.
No. Dog, we going to go out with a lawsuit. More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all new 101.3. The Hustle.
Ding, 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 ding.
Dog.
All right.
It's the Albuquerque hip hop revolution. Ain't a game, is the life.
We're taking over the airwaves.
Tuned in to your frequencies.
The Hustle.
Hey.
101.3.
Hey, dawg, he said my girl. Who? My girl.
Hey, what it don't do? It is your boy LB Johnson from Shut Up and Talk with the public announcement. Fellas, do you know where your girl is right now? Do you know who your girl is with right now? Do you know what your girl is doing right now? And better question, do you even care? It is possible she's with her Sancho. It's possible she's with another man laughing. Maybe she's with her work husband. I'll tell you right now, I don't believe in work husbands. I don't believe in work boyfriends, and that's still cheating. I don't care if you're just friends. that, I'll make you quit your job. No, I calm down. Wait, I digress. I'm no longer controlling. Fellas, you should be able to trust your woman. If you don't trust your woman and you don't know where she is and that matters, then you shouldn't be with her. I'm just saying. More Shut Up and Talk on the all-new 101.3 The Hustle after this.
What's up? It's your boy Dog Johnson, rocking with the only station that plays your pure hip hop in New Mexico.
We are the all new 101.3 The Hustle.
Hustle hip hop classic and the newest pure hip hop first. We are your new 101.3 The Hustle.
All right, y'all, this is about that time. We do got to get up out of here. I can't say it enough, dog. 420 weekend is upon us.
Yes, and because of 420, I'm not afraid to admit, LB.
What?
I'm a bad tuba player.
A tuba player?
I can play the hell out of a tuba.
Dog, you got to prove that. The next concert we do at the Hustle 101.3, I want to see Dog Johnson up there playing the tuba. If that's what you sound like, I'll pass. Hey, y'all, 420 is upon us. Look, Hustle 101.3, Shut Up and Talk is going to be at all type
yes,
of events,
sir.
Including 420 Festival downtown, Pure Life, New Ice Dispensary, Relief Cannabis Co. You name it, we're going to be out there doing the damn thing. You don't want to miss this. For more information or to find out where you want to meet us at, make sure you go to Hustle 101.3's Facebook page, y'all. All right, on that note. I am LB Johnson.
Doug Johnson in the building.
Right, we just getting started, y'all. It's just Tuesday. We still got days to go.
Yes, sir.
More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all new 101.3, The Hustle.
Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, hey. There's only a way.
You tune in to The Hustle 101.3. You tune in to The Hustle. You tune in to The Hustle. You tune in to The Hustle 101.3. You tune in to The Hustle 101.3. Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, the airways on lock. I've been waiting all day for ghetto gospel to drop. We got your host, LB the co-host. Dog Johnson, Keisha in this thing too. So you know we gotta jump and shut up and talk.
Shut up.
I'm going hard on this beat. You tune in to The Hustle with your boy, LB, and I'm your boy, T Streets. I'm on the intro once again. 101.3, oh yeah. Thanks for tuning in. You tune in to the hustle. 101.3. You tune in to the hustle. 101.3.